A student learns a hard lesson.
She took my car that I've been paying on for 4.5 years.
That's too bad.
No, but she took my car and left me carless.
Good.
And she learns.
Why did you stop making payments?
I didn't have the ability to pay the bill.
That he's no class act.
People get money by working.
I worked for a long time before going back to school.
You worked for a long time? You're 28 years old.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Ann Koza is suing her ex-boyfriend, Matthew Burns, for credit card debt, parking tickets, impound fees, and car repair costs.
Order. All rise. That's case number 4 on the calendar, the matter of Koza versus Burns.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Ms. Koza, you didn't do what you were supposed to do because you allowed a romantic relationship to interfere with your good judgment, and you allowed Mr. Burns to use your credit when you were dating to buy a car and, according to you, a television set. You stopped dating. Mr. Burns took the car. He continued to pay for a period of time on both the credit card, for the television set, and for the car, and then, according to you, he stopped. In what month and year did you stop making payments on the credit card and the car?
March 2012.
And why did you stop making payments?
I had to put a new transmission into the Subaru 3 months prior, and I used all my financial aid. I'm a full-time student. So I had to live off the money that I was making, so I didn't have the ability to pay the bill.
So how many months delinquent were you?
30 days. The Best Buy was 60.
So 1 month on the car and 2 months mm-hmm. on the Best Buy card. You also didn't have the car properly registered.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's correct.
And how delinquent was it in being registered?
Almost 6 months. I was waiting to pay for the catalytic converter in order to get a smog because it's in California.
That's not Ms. Koza's problem. That's your problem. The fact is you visited on her because the car is in your name?
It's in both of our names.
The credit is in your name?
It's 50-50.
Well, it's not 50-50. They're going to come after the one who's working. Are you working?
I am.
What do you do?
I'm a substitute teacher looking for a teaching job, and I nanny on the side.
And what do you do?
I'm a full-time student going to school to get my teaching
credential.
Well,
then they're
going to
come after you because you have a job.
And that's what they told me.
Yeah, of course. So you got pulled over, your car wasn't registered, they impounded the car, Ms. Koza got the car out of impound, paid the parking tickets. You also had parking tickets, right? That wasn't because you had a bad transmission. That's just because you parked where you felt like it.
Yes.
And you also didn't pay the parking tickets.
I was going to pay the parking tickets, but she'd picked up the car and paid him before I had knowledge of it.
When you get a parking ticket, you pay it. And if you didn't have enough money to
fix the car...
But
if you don't have the money, you can't pay it.
That's not her fault. Don't take the car.
$3,400 for a transmission.
Listen to me. That's not Ms. Koza's problem, Mr. Burns. I know that you want to say it's somebody else's fault. How old are you?
28.
28-year-old man should not be a full-time student if he has bills to pay. He should be a part-time student and a full-time worker bee. Or at least a part-time worker bee and a part-time student or any configuration thereof. But a 28-year-old man who has bills to pay, who has indebted somebody else for him, doesn't sit back and read his books all day. He works and doesn't rely on the largesse of others, which probably in this case includes family, friends, and student aid, which is, of course, us. Now, Ms. Koza, you want what he owed you on the Best Buy card.
Correct.
How much did he owe for the TV on the Best Buy card?
For the Best Buy card, he owed $1,300, and I have proof that it was in collections for the last 4 months, which I was not aware of. And the bill was $1,300, and so they did a settlement for me because I just had a breakdown. I don't make a lot of money, and the settlement for $752 was paid. And so that
Oh, you got a bargain, Mr. Burns. $752.
But again, I didn't ask her to pay it.
I don't care whether you asked her or not. What would you like her to do? You'd like her credit score to be zero? You would like her credit score to be goose egg?
I told her when stuff was going
Mr.
on. I
Burns,
have the money in
Mr.
2 weeks.
Mr. Burns, you don't have money because you don't work.
That's not always true.
No, get a job. Get a job. You can't say, honey, I don't have any money. If I had it, I would give it to you. Sounds like some relatives I know. What I'm telling you is people get money by working. By the time you're 28 years old, you should have figured that out. That's how Bird makes a living. That's how my cameraman makes a living. That's how the people that run the lights make a living. Everybody who wants to earn money works.
I worked for a long time before going back to school.
Well,
you know?
Just a minute. You worked for a long time. You're 28 years old. You tell me when that you worked a long time when you're 70 years old.
And I went back to school, worked full-time and went to school full-time until I was 26.
And then what happened?
I went to the University
you retired?
Of California, Santa Cruz. No. I ended up in Santa Cruz.
All right,
it's a
$752. What did you get the car out of impound?
What I had to do to get the car out of impound.
Just tell me how much you paid to get the car out of impound, including the parking
a
tickets.
Total of, to get it impounded, I had to do a number of steps, pay tickets,
oh, just
registration.
A second. Give her this, please. All I want to know is
okay,
how much she paid to get the car out of impound.
Your Honor.
Okay. I had this already.
She took my car that I'd been paying on for 4.5 years.
That's too bad.
No, but she took my car and left me carless.
Good. Get a job, go to school, take 6 credits, and get a job full-time, and then you'll have enough money for
it. It does not work like that. You don't get financial aid after 6 credits.
Oh,
you can't support yourself.
Okay.
You either got to go in all the way, or you can't go in.
Tell that to Abraham Lincoln.
I think times were different back then.
No, people were different back then, Mr. Burns. Times were the same. People had to get up, they had to eat, they had to have a roof over their heads, they had to pay for some sort of fuel to heat their house. The only difference is people got soft.
70 cents, so 2,000.
Plus 70 cents.
Well, it was part of that, I'm sorry. So $2,229.70 is what I had to spend to get it out.
That's all I want to know.
Okay.
Your problem, however, with regard to part of your claim, Ms. Koza, is as follows. You want him to pay to have the car repaired so you can sell it.
May I interject for one moment?
Yes.
That was the total cost in order to get permission to then drive 1.5 hours away to get it out. When I was once there, I had to pay an impound fee and police fee, which together, so this would be addition, is $519.
I don't understand. What's the $2,200 for?
That is for parking citations. There turned out to be 19.
Much?
19 of them.
And 19? How much was that?
For 19 citations, it was $1,620. And the reason why I did decide to pay for all this stuff is because for 2 weeks, I tried to get hold of Matthew Burns, and he would not return my
phone
calls.
You don't have to tell me why.
Okay.
Actually, he's very busy being a full-time student.
No, but when she,
when
she picked up the car, she took the responsibilities of the car.
No, sir.
I've been taking care of that car for 4.5 years. I put $3,400 in it 3 months prior.
Sir, you didn't pay your parking tickets. You got parking tickets, $1,600 worth of parking tickets. You didn't pay them. You don't have to get a parking ticket. You just have to be irresponsible enough to park wherever you like and then take the tickets and throw them away. Now, if you didn't have any money, you would be more careful where you parked. You'd get one ticket, and then you say, gee, this is a ticket. I'm going to pay this, and I'm not going to get another one. But if you don't pay the tickets, then what difference does it make? What difference does it make?
Here
you
nor
can't
there.
Register the
she
car.
She picked up the car. She takes responsibility of the car.
Mr. Burns, she did not. That's what you're doing here, sir. She had to do what she had to do to, A, protect her credit, and to, B, since you were being totally irresponsible with her good name by not paying on her credit card, by not paying on the loan on the car, by getting $1,600 worth of tickets that you didn't pay, she had to do whatever she had to do to protect herself, which she did from your irresponsible behavior. Totally irresponsible.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
I had money. I paid for it.
You sure? Because she's got a whole bunch of papers there over there, sir. And all you have on your side is your triceps.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ann Koza is suing ex-boyfriend Matthew Burns for credit card bills, parking tickets, impound fees, and car repair costs.
Now, if you think that she's responsible for this money, she's not. You are. The only problem that she has is she wants you to pay. She says that the car needs a whole bunch of repairs before she can sell it. And that part of your claim, and that's the only part of your claim, Ms. Koza, that I'm going to dismiss without prejudice, because you can't do a presumptive strike. if you sell the car and there's a shortfall on what you get for the car and the loan, then you can sue him for the difference. If a bank repossesses the car and they have to paint it, put in a new whatever, they do whatever they have to do, they sell it, and if you still owe on the car, they come back to you.
Your Honor, I do have a recording of Matthew Burns saying that he will make payment on the repairs.
Because I don't care whether you have that recording or not. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. I'm not entertaining that. And then judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,500. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
It caused me a lot of stress and a lot of money that I didn't really have.
I wasn't taking responsibility. I wasn't taking accountability for my actions.
Back then, he was an honest, nice man who was a stand-up man. And the last year, he's, no offense to him, but has gone down the drain and careless and selfish.
In some aspects of my life, yeah, but in others, I've grown.
I just hope I can get done with this and move on with my life.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Posadas versus Arroyo. Step forward.
Annalisa Posadas is suing ex-boyfriend Angel Arroyo for a bank loan payoff and for payments on a car she helped him buy.
Mr. Arroyo, how much money did Ms. Posadas give you during the course of your relationship with her?
Money did she give me?
Yeah, how much money did she give you or advance for you or bills paid for you? You know what? This is what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a little piece of paper here because this tells you your name. I don't really need it. And Officer Bird is going to give you a pen. And what I'd like you to do is just jot down from your memory what monies she spent on you.
Spent on me.
Spent on you. Gave you, spent on you. Just write it down. No, no, don't tell me. Think. We're going to do a silent film now for a minute. You need some help from me? I can maybe help you. Would you like me to help you?
Sure.
Okay. Let me ask you this question, sir. Did she give you $1,000 to pay on an old car?
No.
Still owed money on an old car that had been towed a few months prior, so you had to pay the bank a certain amount of money to clear that debt? Does that sound familiar to you?
Well, the situation sounds familiar. I did owe money on a car, yes.
And where did you get the money from to pay off the bank?
I had money.
No, no, no. Don't ask me a question. What I'm asking
is... No, I had money. I paid for it.
So you didn't take any money from her to pay off? You sure? Because she's got a whole bunch of papers there over there, sir. And all you have on your side is your triceps.
Okay.
Do you understand? So who gave you, or where did you get the money to pay off the bank for the car?
I paid most of it. She loaned me, I think, half of it.
Write it down. How much she loaned you, sir? You can't approach every case the same. Sometimes it has to be different.
Okay.
Now, there were a couple of months, sir, that you were a little short on rent. Never short on rent?
My rent's
was got a whole good. Bunch of papers over there.
Okay.
Ever short on rent that she helped you pay for?
No.
Okay. Did she make your new car payments for you for several months? Let's go back a second. How much were your car payments?
For
51.
For 51.
Right? And you were a little short on those car payments for a while. How many months short were you?
5 months.
And where did you get the money from?
Annalisa.
Write it down. Did you write all those 5 months down?
Yes, ma'am.
Now put a big line underneath it. Now I want you to write down underneath the line how much money you gave her. And for what? Under the line. Because then I'm going to ask you all about it. And if you didn't give her any money, then you don't have to put anything down under the line. Then you just give Officer Bird back the paper that he just gave you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He promised me to pay.
I don't care what he promised you. Did he write it in blood someplace? Did he give you a kidney?
I have the text message to prove it.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Annalisa Posadas says ex-boyfriend Angel Arroyo stopped paying at a car she helped him buy. Angel claims Annalisa illegally repossessed the vehicle.
Okay. I have a piece of paper packing up for it, please. And you may retrieve your pen. Thank you very much. Okay. Now, under the line you wrote 451, 451. So you gave her back two payments. Is that what you're telling me?
I paid for 2 months, yes.
What do you mean you paid for 2 months?
The 2 months that I had the car, yes.
Yeah, you didn't give it to her. You had the car.
Oh, yeah. I had the car the whole
you
time.
You had the car. You paid car payments. $451.
Right.
Well, what does that have to do with her?
I guess that's part of everything she's suing me for.
No. You said she gave you car payments for 5 months because you didn't have the money to make the car payments for 5 months. You made 2 months' worth of car payments.
Right.
But you didn't make them to her. You made them to a bank.
Right.
Oh, triceps. And what's the $150?
Towards the car payments that she paid for me.
To pay her back?
Right.
For the loans?
Right.
Ah, perfect. So when you said here, Mr. Arroyo, Annalisa tried to buy my affection. It didn't work, and now she's just being spiteful. I don't owe her anything. She's just mad because I went dating somebody else. But that's not true, sir. You owe her money.
Well, we had an agreement with the car that she took away after I put a down payment on the car, and I didn't get any money back for the down payment.
Just a second. She took the car back. Why?
Because I was seeing another lady.
And you weren't paying for it.
I was paying for it at that time, though, ma'am. The last two 451 payments and those $150 that I did pay back was because I had got a job and I was finally able to start paying her back towards the loan. We agreed on paying her.
Did he make three payments to you of $150?
Yes.
Tell me why you took the car back.
I took the car back because I'm just tired of chasing him for the money he owes for the payment. I have to ask him every month to pay your car, pay your car. And I think I don't need to do that every time.
You don't. Shouldn't have gotten started with him from the beginning.
Yes, but he promised me to pay.
I don't care whether he promised you. Did he write it in blood someplace? Did he give you a kidney? Did he give you something concrete that you could put in the bank in the event he didn't keep his promise?
Not in the bank, but I have the text message to prove it.
It's not what I'm talking about.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
What else, Mr. Arroyo?
We also had an agreement that if I was paying my car payments, that she wouldn't take the car away.
But you weren't paying your car payments.
But I was towards the end.
Yeah, well, towards the end. But before you weren't.
Right.
And when you didn't, who do you think paid that? And if it wasn't paid, 5 months. What do you do for a living?
I'm an analyst for a company.
You think she makes a lot of money?
No,
I mean, do you think she has
really
unlimited funds so that $500 a month is easy for her to come up with?
No, but she offered it. She was doing it.
So what?
As a friend.
You're a big, strong man. How do you take money from a little girl who's working?
I was trying to find work.
What does that have to do with her?
Nothing. I mean, she was
nothing.
There. She was.
It has nothing to do with her. The fact that you don't have a job and you need a car that costs you $450 a month, go get a car that costs you $129 a month if you can't afford an expensive car. Drive around in a scooter. Take a bicycle to work. What do you need $451 car payment for?
Well, when I bought the car, I was able to make the payments.
Just a minute. You didn't make payments on another car before you had this one.
I did, though.
No, you had to pay off a bank.
Because I didn't want the car anymore. I paid it off.
No, you didn't pay it off. You only paid off part of it. She paid off the other part.
Still paid it off.
Oh, Mr. Arroyo, you're $27.55. Thank you. That's all.
Pardon the excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
We were young and in love. We had plans on getting married.
You left out a word. Stupid. Young, in love, and stupid.
Next Judge Judy.
We had an agreement. She took the car away from me that I needed.
I was being a friend, and I'm just really helpful like that.
It left me stranded with no car just because she was upset that I was seeing another girl.
I told him that if you're seeing someone else, just let me know, and I'll be out of this.
It was no relationship. We were just friends.
I've been just trying to get my money back. And then since he lied, that's it for me.
I made it clear to her that's all I wanted to be. If she did anything for me, it was going to be just as friends.
You know, once a person lied to me, that's it. Thanks.
I told her I wanted to be her friend still, even though I was seeing another girl, but she didn't want to. She didn't want nothing to do with me, so.
There's no point. I need someone like him in my life.
It's unfortunate.